Kia ora koutou. Like Dean, this is a continuation from the cultural evidence we submitted and is provided on behalf of the Papatipu Rūnanga he outlined and Te Rūnanga o Naitahu. My evidence relates to cultural heritage matters. The written cultural heritage evidence supports the video evidence that we've just watched. With people in the room, we have Muriel Johnson, Stephanie Blair, Bubba Thompson, Gail Thompson, Tony Metzger, Jane Davis, and Rewi England. The cultural heritage evidence sets the context in which Papatipu Rūnanga value water and land, exercise kaitiakitanga, and undertake customary practices. The evidence demonstrates the historical and contemporary associations Naitahu has in Southland, and its continuing position since the mid-1800s to maintain the health of and water, to maintain the health of the water and land where in a natural state and improve where degraded. Contemporary impacts on uses, associations and values of water and land are outlined in Dr. Kitson's evidence. Naitahu seeks to ensure that the proposed water and land plan is true to the Naitahu values, philosophies and definitions woven through it. Papatipu Rūnanga want the plan to resolve their concerns about deteriorating water quality and soil health in Southland and the impact that deterioration has on Papatūānuku and Mahina Kai. For Naitahu, water and land are an extension of oneself and the collective identity. Our relationship is bound by whakapapa and expressed in pepeha and mihi. Water and land should be a point of great pride to whānau, great enough to boast of their connections to that place. Water is not valued by Papatipu Rūnanga as an extractable or flushing commodity, but as the lifeblood of the whenua. 11 core values are outlined in Appendix 5 of our evidence. These values are derived from Naitahu connections and uses and are significant drivers for kaitiaki to maintain and restore the state of water bodies. The plan clearly states the fundamental importance of kaitiakitanga to Naitahu and the active management role of mana whenua. Kaitiakitanga commits this generation, as it did previous generations, to ensuring that the environment and its resources are in as good as, if not a better state for future generations. The plan also reinforces kiukitai, the environmental management philosophy practiced by Naitahu. The philosophy is based on the belief that all things in the environment, including people, are connected and should be managed as such. Simply, kiukitai is about standing on the land and knowing the effects, both positive and negative, in every direction. In a modern context, practicing kiukitai includes management tools such as resource management plans, monitoring resource inventories, for example the state of the takiwā, and strategies to address the continuing challenges and threats faced by all aspects of the natural environment. Through the plan, Naitahu seeks to protect and recognise the historical elements to its way of life, as well as the ability to utilise modern applications such as nohoanga and mataitai. A key cultural heritage practice to Naitahu is mahinga kai. Mahinga kai is a complex tradition that comprises of many components that adapt to seasons, species, locations and whānau. By undertaking mahinga kai, whānau maintain their associations with the past and pass them on to future generations through active experience. Mahinga kai are not one-off resources that are transferable to other areas, especially nowadays. Nohoanga are now specified parcels of land with specific legislative requirements. These are the places protected under law to ensure that Naitahu can undertake mahinga kai like their tupuna. The health of the water bodies that encompasses nohoanga and mataitai are critical to ensuring Naitahu can continue its customary practices. Water is a significant feature of mahinga kai due to its influence on habitat, harvesting, productivity and usability. Water also influences the desirability of the site and its popularity with whānau. Not surprisingly, people are reluctant to harvest in waters that put the health of their whānau at risk. In Southland, whānau are increasingly concerned about the changes in the smell of the water, colour and shape of the edges of the water bodies, and their health when wading or submerged in the water. They are also well aware of the negative impact poor water quality and soil health is having on Taonga species such as rimurapa and tuna. Whānau are being forced to change or abandon customary practices and lament about the intergenerational losses that seem to be increasing in recent years. The incremental and dramatic modifications to many water bodies in Southland, such as river straightening, discharges and draining ripo, affects the histories and associations whānau have with these waters, as is the case with the Waimeamea River. History speaks of a powerful river, but now it is tame and modified. Modifications to the Waimeamea have negatively affected the connections Ngāi Tahu have to this river, and there are many other examples, such as the Waio, where modifications have been so great that the river no longer has the characteristics relating to its name or legend. When Ngāi Tahu name water bodies, it uses protocols that relate to their state, characteristics and or the resources available. These protocols are part of a larger inventory of resources kept by whānau to allow them to travel to areas to consume resources in situ or to harvest for personal use or trade. Land use changes have removed many of the land and riparian resources used by Ngāi Tahu, and the continuous decline in water quality and quantity has impacted on what can be harvested, how it is harvested, and where it can be harvested. The modifications to water bodies and land use change affect the functionality, amenity, riparian biodiversity and Māori to the point where Te Manawatawai is diminished. As land and water comes under increasing stress in Southland, the cumulative effects are more obvious and consequential. Regulations are now necessary to maintain the hauora, as stated in the Te Manawatawai preamble of the plan and Objective 3. This statement leads back to the whakatauki that introduced our cultural evidence. Toitū te marae o tāne, toitū te marae o tangaroa, toitū te iwi. When the land and waters are strong, so are the people. This plan should move Southland to a position of strength by putting the health of the water first, the health of the land first, and the needs of the people second. This position is in line with the aspirations previously articulated by Ngāi Tahu. Kia ora.